Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Beloved actor Sidney Poitier has died at the age of 94.
Were there not an untold number of courageous, unselfish choices made by a handful of visionary American filmmakers, directors, writers, and producers, each with a strong sense of citizenship responsibility to the times in which they lived, each unafraid to permit their art to reflect their views and values, ethical and moral, and moreover acknowledge them as their own.
Sidney's trailblazing career stemmed from humble beginnings. He found work as a janitor at the American Negro Theater in exchange for acting lessons. Several years later, he became a household name with the film No Way Out. No details were released on the cause of death. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Without providing any scientific data, the Center for Disease Control, or CDC, now says isolation after COVID-19 infection has been reduced from 10 days to 5 days. Now a major American retailer is following suit.
Walmart employees' pandemic-related time off is decreasing. The big box retailer sending memos to its employees this week saying they will now only get 1 week off instead of two. This comes after the CDC cut isolation time for asymptomatic people who test positive for COVID-19 from 10 days to five. Walmart's new guidelines will be in place through March 31st and will be available to employees regardless of their vaccination status. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The rate of Americans with COVID-19 who are ending up in the hospital has dropped 50% compared to a year ago. Infections are up, but hospitalizations and deaths are down. USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Internet cookies that attach to your personal web browsing habits and inform websites of your viewing habits and purchases are quite intrusive when you see what they actually do, all under the guise of ensuring you a better web experience. The country of France is now standing up and taking notice.
French regulators have fined Google and Facebook and ordered them to make it easy for users to reject cookies on their platform as it is to accept them. The National Commission for Informatics and Freedoms fined Google more than $169 million and Facebook more than $67 million for violating the French Data Protection Act. The commission found that the tech companies offer a button allowing the user to immediately accept cookies, but do not provide an equivalent solution to allow users to reject cookies. The fact that they cannot refuse the cookies as easily as they can accept them influences their choice in favor of consent. Along with the fines, they ordered Facebook and Google to provide French users with a means of refusing cookies that's as simple as the existing means of accepting them. The committee said the companies will be fined about $113,000 per day. A representative for Facebook's parent company, Meta, said the company was reviewing the authorities' decision and remains committed to working with relevant authorities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and it's great to have the Chief Executive Officer of the Anti-Defamation League, Jonathan Greenblatt, with us, talking about his new book on combating the rapid rise of extremism. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, so what's happened to the kinder, more gentler America that we grew up with? What is giving rise to this extremism that, you know, has Americans of all color and stripe and form at each other's throat? What's going on?
Well, I think America in many ways, literally, is the greatest democracy the world has ever known. I mean, for hundreds of years, we have really been a light unto the nations. And there certainly are issues in many ways with some of the fundamentals or foundations, like the, you know, the extermination of indigenous people, the enslavement of African people, the continued rejection of immigrants. And yet this country again and again has sought to be a more perfect union. And through trials and tribulations, even through civil war and through great depressions, we have come through again and again. And yet we're in a moment today literally like no other. In the last 5 years, we have seen a rise of hate of all forms. You know, at the ADL, we're the oldest anti-hate organization in the country. We track anti-Semitism. We've been doing it since 1913. And I have to tell you, we have seen more than a doubling of anti-Semitic incidents in the last 5 years. And they often call anti-Semitism the canary in the coal mine. It starts with the Jews, but it often, you know, it never ends with the Jews. And it's often a broader decay.
Yeah, it's an uncontainable disease that breeds in. It's like leaven, right? I mean, it just gives rise to everything, and it infects every area of our institutions and our lives.
It does just that. And indeed, what we've seen in the past 5 years is anti-Semitism has increased. We've seen other trends as well. For example, the normalization of extremism and illiberalism. And again, the expansion and the weaponization of anti-Semitism and hate. And really the amplification of intolerance of all types, whether it's, you know, anti-Black racism, anti-Asian hate, anti-Latino xenophobia. It's all really troubling. And to be speaking this week, you know, when we remember the one-year anniversary of the attack on the Capitol, that was symptomatic of what can happen. You know, how the social fabric we're talking about isn't just fraying on the edges. It's exploding right in the center. But it doesn't have to be this way. We can step up and stop it if we choose to do so. And I wrote this book because I want society to make that conscious choice.
This has to happen in the hearts of its citizens, doesn't it? I mean, this is a heart issue. Something has gone wrong for a long time. I have found in my studies, Jonathan, that when people feel like there's inequity and it's not fair and they're not heard and there's no resolution and it just continues, it's like that little stone in the bottom of your shoe that feels like a boulder after a couple of weeks. And this is kind of what's been going on in our society, do you think?
There is certainly truth to that. And indeed, there has been inequity and injustice, you know, for hundreds of years in this country. By the way, in all countries,
yes,
and in all societies. But what makes this moment different, I think, are just a few factors. I think number one, there's no question that when people in positions of authority, individuals in elected office at the highest level, starting with the former president, you know, demonize their opponents, denigrate who they perceive to be their enemies, and again, routinely employ the kind of intolerance that, you know, your parents wouldn't let you say as a part of their political strategy, that kind of demagoguery is deeply frightening. Mm-hmm. I think that's number one.
But didn't you see that on both sides, though? I mean, it was
no
like
one thing
exacerbates the next thing. I mean, you've got somebody who's elected president, and here we are again. We're going deja vu one more time. People don't believe that we have a legitimate president. But in that particular case, you had the government at large, the Democrats, going full force and measure to impeach him on two occasions to investigate at the people's expense somewhere $30, $50 million. Worth of investigation, that the only way that he could have been elected was Russia. So it was like we've just continued to lay out this this problem, and here it is now. The baton passes on, and now it's Joe Biden's turn.
Well, you're entirely right that neither side of the political spectrum is sort of immune from ignorance and intolerance.
Right, right, exactly.
And we have illiberalism galloping, you know, from the far left into the mainstream in ways that should frighten all of us. The preponderance of cancel culture, the imposition of litmus tests, enforcing ideas that, again, like, I don't want my 12-year-old talking about certain topics in school, and they're being jammed down his throat. So
Exactly. You're
totally correct to point out there are, it's almost like a Newtonian principle, right? For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Yes, I have a problem with the demagoguery of President Trump. Yes, I have the problem with the sort of anti-Semitism of Ilhan Omar. And we need to be able to say, like, whether you're a liberal or a conservative, a Republican or a Democrat, these are deeply dangerous trends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to your point, anti-Semitism is like a disease. And very often people on the left love to call out when President Trump would say certain things. But make no mistake, 6 months ago, after the fighting in Gaza, started by a terror group, Hamas, Jews were beaten in broad daylight in New York City, in Manhattan, in Los Angeles, California, in southern Florida. They were not just beaten in broad daylight. They were harassed and vilified, their kosher restaurants and synagogues vandalized. And whereas appropriately, businesses and cultural institutions and university presidents spoke out after the murder of George Floyd, after the rash of anti-Asian hate, when Jews were getting attacked in broad daylight, crickets.
Crickets, yeah, exactly.
And let's be clear about those crickets. None of the people committing those crimes were wearing MAGA hats. They were coming from, you know, pro-Palestinian rallies.
Right.
You know, like it or not, that's the truth. And people on the left need to accept their own responsibility for these things.
Exactly.
So, well, there are issues on both sides, for sure.
No, if we're going to continue to live in a free America and honor our liberties and freedoms to speak clearly and that sort of thing, we need to have some consideration and respect for how we speak. You cannot speak in inflammatory terms, you know, to your point, on either side of the political spectrum. You say you support Ilhan Omar. I support free speech. But if you're going to open up something that is, you know, challenging and is extreme in its presentation, guess what? Extremism begets extremism. So we need to check ourselves. That's what I'm saying, you know, when we first opened up the conversation, is this is a hard issue, and we need to cast a vision of kindness, if I can say, maybe a kinder America, a chance to recapture, you know, some of these virtues that we've let go because of this rise in extremism and this accommodation for hatred that is not benefiting anybody. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more. We've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from Jonathan Greenblatt after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Like
15 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And we're talking with the Anti-Defamation League's CEO, his new book, Jonathan Greenblatt's new book on combating the rapid rise of extremism. Jonathan, I wanted to give you a time, you know, to respond back to what we were, saying as we went to break.
I really strongly agreed with the case you were laying out. Like, I really do not believe in the sort of moral relativism that has descended into so many of our communities. I think there are some absolute truths, right? I think there are absolute facts. And I think values like kindness and virtue and decency and tolerance and humanism, I don't believe these are temporal. I believe these are fairly fixed. And I think we need to reassert, you know, again, in our communities, in our families, in our houses of worship, in the political theater as well, the importance of these basic precepts. And again, like I'll say something else. Why are we in this moment? Yes, it's some people of political office, but there's also another presence, which is social media. And the algorithms amplify the worst elements. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't think this is about conservative or liberal, Republican or Democrat. There is the kind of indecency that gets amplified and expanded upon because Facebook is making money if you click and if it bleeds, it
exactly.
Bleeds.
Yes.
And, you know, there are things I can't say literally on your show here today because I could be held liable if I slander someone or if I lie. But on social media, anything goes. There's a loophole in the law. And there's a commitment to profits over people, and that's just got to change.
Yeah, I mean, why did we abandon these things, these guardrails? And you would think that knowing what we've experienced in the last decade, that we'd realize the error of our ways and correct some of these things. Because some of these things are correctable. I mean, as you cite in your book, but it takes a little bit of courage and pushback from this cancel culture that we've empowered in such a way that they're a force to contend with. But the good news of all this, I believe, Jonathan, is my faith is in the truth. That the truth always wins. That we can stand on the truth. Like you said, I mean, we're doing this for our kids. You know, what kind of country are we turning over to our kids? Do we want to turn over a mean-spirited, angry country to our children and say, here, you guys, we messed this up. You guys fix it.
Yeah, I mean, look, whether you're, like, I'm Jewish, I don't know your religion, but if you're a Jew or a Christian, our faiths deeply believe in the power of redemption.
Amen. Yes.
The idea that you cancel someone forever because of some transgression, I mean, literally, that is antithetical to the great religious traditions which constitute the values of so many Americans. I can't understand it. I mean, I've made mistakes. We've all made mistakes. I highlight one person in the book, this young man, Damian Patton, who was a white – listen, this is a crazy story. He was born Jewish in Southern California. His parents were divorced. He was sort of alienated. He got involved in gangs and eventually drifted into the white supremacist movement, literally. This Jewish person, he denied his heritage. He got so involved, he literally committed a crime with members of the KKK where they shot up a synagogue in Tennessee. Years later, Damian Patton has redeemed himself. Damian Patton, like, found a kind of truth. His contrition and his sincerity is real. But the reason why I highlight in the book is I don't believe in cancel culture. I believe in council culture. Let's bring people in before we call them out. Let's give them an opportunity to mend, you know, amend for their mistakes. I learned that as a kid. I wish we could have some more of that kindness and some more of that decency back into you know, our daily lives.
And to your point, I mean, how many kids that we grew up with that started out, you know, angry and frustrated, and you thought, God, I don't want anything to do with them. And then maybe a semester or two or a year later, they're at our lunch table, and we're glad for the privilege of having them in our presence for the ideas that they had to share. And that's even just in an elementary or even a high school setting, much less as adults. But this is what we appreciate about our faith, which is, you know, is interwoven. It's in the woof and wharf of our Constitution and our country, is that what other country can you go to where redemption is such a dynamic part of the culture? And we've turned our backs on that, sadly, right now. And I think that that's adding to this frustration and this anger in our culture.
I agree with you. I agree. Again, I think it's one of the most essential elements. By the way, you don't have to even be a person of faith to believe this. Like, I think the notion that human beings are fallible, that we will commit, that we'll error and we have to, you know, do better, that is just such an essential human value. So I wrote the book because I believe, you know, that we need to inject that back into our public conversation. Yeah. We need to make that part of our lives, and whether it's with your family members or friends or colleagues or, you know, co-religionists or whomever it be, or even your political opponents, a little more decency, a little more kindness would go a really long way into, I think, you know, a healing society.
Jonathan, what I believe is that God has hardwired us to the very thing that you just talked about, you know, goodness, conscience, fairness towards one another. He's hardwired, and you have to really sear your conscience in such a way to ignore that. And that's why whether or not you profess to be a Christian, a Jew, Catholic, whatever faith that you want to choose, or follower of God whatsoever, is that there are certain things that are built in into the system that God created, like it or not. And you can find, I always often use the example of gravity. People think, okay, well, you know, gravity exists. Who created it? God created it. Go ahead and defy it and see what it feels like when you hit the ground. And if you keep doing it and keep breaking up more bones, you're going to find out. Well, just like the law of gravity, there are things, institutions, there are things that God has established well beforehand that, you know, keeps us from, you know, really losing our minds, you know. And here we are. I mean, your book suggests, as it's titled, It Could Happen Here, Why America is Tipping from Hate to the Unthinkable and How We Can Stop It. And thank you for writing this book, because it is an encouragement. I mean, it's not just, hey, we got a problem, but, you know, but if we continue down this road, there's going to be absolute devastation, you know, for the next generations ahead. But look at, you know, here's also a solution and what we can do about it. And it's us. I mean, if anything is going to change, it's going to be up to you and I and our fellow colleagues and journeyers through this human existence, right?
I so agree with that. I so agree. I do think we are hardwired as humans, and again, as people of faith, to realize that, you know, none of this is preordained, right? We have the power to change our destiny. So the path we're on, this path of animosity and strife, this isn't necessary. We're not fated to be this way. And in fact, if we choose to, we can engage and we can turn this around, but it will take effort and it will take intention. And that's why I wrote the book. The book is filled with strategies and tactics, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's, you know, again, in your church or your house of worship, whether it's at home or in a classroom on a college campus, where so much of this seems to happen, right? College campuses are remarkable in that they're supposed to be places of exploration, and increasingly they're closed spaces, right, where people are foreclosed from having certain. It's crazy. We've got to address this head on. We can't shrink from the challenge. As you said, we owe it to our children. And if I could draw an analogy from the book, you know, what prompted me to write this in large part was I am the grandson of a Holocaust survivor from Germany.
Oh, wow.
Who,
wow,
as a young man, my great-grandfather fought in the First World War for Germany. He never could have imagined that his country would turn on him, slaughter his family and friends, destroy everything that he ever knew. And I'm also the husband of a political refugee from Iran, whose family lived there for thousands of years, Jews, thousands of years.
Yes.
Who then lived through the Islamic Revolution and never could have imagined that the only country they ever knew would turn on them, persecute their family and friends, which is what happened, and my wife and her family fled to this United States. Like, I don't think you and I can take for granted that our grandchildren will enjoy the same privileges we do unless we fight for what we have. And that doesn't mean you go raid the Capitol. That doesn't mean you beat someone in the street because you disagree with them. It means using our constitutional processes, using our participatory democracy, and applying a set of values to try to fight for the America that has flourished for hundreds of years. We've got to take this. We've got to do something about it.
It Could Happen Here, Why America is Tipping from Hate to the Unthinkable, and How We Can Stop It. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jonathan Greenblatt, thank you, sir. Happy New Year.
Bill, thank you so much for having me. I'm really grateful.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Beloved actor Sidney Poitier has died at the age of 94.
Were there not an untold number of courageous, unselfish choices made by a handful of visionary American filmmakers, directors, writers, and producers, each with a strong sense of citizenship responsibility to the times in which they lived, each unafraid to permit their art to reflect their views and values, ethical and moral, and moreover acknowledge them as their own.
Sidney's trailblazing career stemmed from humble beginnings. He found work as a janitor at the American Negro Theater in exchange for acting lessons. Several years later, he became a household name with the film No Way Out. No details were released on the cause of death. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jeff Kemp shared with us over the weekend a thought that he had that I thought was one that we should talk about this morning. Jeff Kemp is the author of Facing the Blitz, the former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, Happy New Year, buddy. How are you?
Good, Bill. Happy New Year to you and all of the folks listening.
Well, I like your idea. You know, this is a time to start over, to reassess, you know, what we want to happen, how intentional we want to be about this coming year. And one thing about looking forward, it also gives us pause to look back to say, okay, what did we learn? And I like that you posed the question. You said, what's God's central lesson for you from this past year?
Yeah, you know, we tend to make all these, you know, dreamy goals and resolutions for the new year. And within several weeks, many times, or sometimes a couple of days, we're not quite living up to them. And we drift away from them and get a little discouraged sometimes or just forget about them, you know. But that's because it's kind of us doing it. It's like, you know, we generate, I want to drink less. I want to work out more. I want to eat less. I want to talk to my kids on the phone more. You know, I want to get up earlier and read the Bible. We make these little decisions, sometimes big ones, but it's really kind of us generating the idea and us coming up with the game plan. And then we might pray and say, God, you know, help me. But it's not like it was generated from him. So So the question that I pose that we're talking about is, looking back in this last year, what did God show you? What did God speak to you? Did you really hear from him and learn something? What was the key lesson or two that he gave you? And if we think of what he has shown us, well, I don't think he wants us to, quote, learn that lesson and run on. I think he wants us to incorporate it in our life and anchor on it and steward it. And so probably whatever he really taught you last year is what you ought to be living this year. Mm-hmm. And then remembering, he's going to show me some cool new things this year. I need to be listening to the Lord. You know, when I go to church or when I read the Bible or pray, I need to do it as his son or his daughter who's waiting to hear from my perfect father. So that was my intent to prompt.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely brilliant, Jeff. What was your central lesson from last year?
Funny, the difficulty is getting down to one thing, but I think for me, it mainly revolves around I need to live as a son. Mm-hmm. I need to live as a son of God, just like Jesus lived as the Father's son. And it's interesting that his style of living was so connected to the Father, so dependent on the Father, so relational with the Father. And he said, my Father's always at work, and so am I. And I never say or do anything that my Father doesn't tell me to do. And bringing him glory. And Jesus was like talking to his Father, praying to him all day long, but he also would go up in the hills and pray at length if he had to pick his disciples, which he would do the next day, or after feeding the 5,000, he went to the hills and prayed with his Father. And to pray might have just meant listening to the Father, because he said, I only do what I hear the Father give me to do. So for me, it's this receive from the Father pattern of living. I call it the receive principle that Jesus lived. And funny story about it, Bill. I like to wake up in the morning and sit with God for 2 or 3 minutes and just say, I'm your son, you're my father, thank you so much, help me approach my day that way, you know, whether I'm going to have time to read the Bible and pray through my list or not. And one day, we got up early to play tennis, and I didn't do that. We just, you know, rolled out of bed, jumped in the car, went to the tennis court, my wife and I, and started playing, and pretty soon I was being competitive and frustrated that I wasn't hitting well. And grumbling under my breath, and I stopped myself and I said, wait a minute, you're not playing tennis as a son.
Yes.
God wants you to play tennis as his son. And if you were, you'd think about your wife and is this fun for her? And you'd say, wow, God, thanks that I even have a body that can play tennis and it's warm enough to play tennis today. And I changed immediately and I calmed down. I laughed at myself. I started stroking the ball better and I was nice to Stacy and we both had a good time. That silly story.
Yeah.
Is an example of living as a son versus living as Jeff, doing his best to be a good Christian and maybe a good husband and accomplish some stuff in the world with God's help in the last second when I finally decide to pray. That's the way we usually do things.
Yeah. For me, Jeff, the recurring verse that stayed with me all year was, in you I live, move, breathe, and have my very being. And that's what brings me back, speaking to what you're saying, I mean, your point is that we are so connected with the Father and realizing where it all comes from. And you often speak of, what Jesus said, that I only do what I see the Father doing. And that is something, that is a verse that has always been stayed with me as well, to think, okay, God, help me to understand how that works. The other thing that came out for me, And this is toward the end of the year, because I was thinking about next year. And I thought, hey, we should pray that this be our best year ever. And why not? God, but you're the one. And the thing, as you were saying earlier, is that God is very specific and he's very complete. He's not going to give you an idea that says, okay, that's a theory. Go have fun with it. I mean, like when he showed Moses the temple. I mean, it was, here's all the details. Here's all the construction. Here's all the plans, everything else, right? You and I talked about. So it's the same thing. It's like, okay, if you want to construct for yourself the best year ever, then you go to the Father, as you say, and say, okay, God, what are the components? What does the best year ever for me that glorifies you, what does that look like? Because you wouldn't have given me that thought or that idea if
you didn't have its totality in mind. And whatever it takes, you know, to get that from the Father, to get those marching orders like you were talking about, you know, that's my prayer for us. Because I just, I woke up with this idea that, yes, this could be the best year ever, in spite of all that we went through last year and all the things that people are predicting and what may look rough on the horizon. In spite of all that, God wants it to be our best year ever. So if he wants it to be so, then why not, right?
It doesn't. The best year ever isn't 2023 or 2020, 2020 or 2018 or 2017. It's not a particular year. It's not the circumstances of the year. The best year ever is the year where you are closest to God. The best year ever is the year where you let God call the shots in your life more than any other year. So I think it starts with a mindset that says, God is a better owner of my life than me. God is a kinder, more benevolent, and smarter owner of my life than me. So that's why I want to let God own me, everything about me, and I want the Spirit to lead me. And that's why I want to stay connected to him as a son, a daughter, dependent. I don't want self-confidence this year, Bill. I want God confidence.
Amen. Amen.
I don't like to get some praise and adulation and applause. I want God to get glory this year.
Yeah.
And I want God's timing, not mine, this year. God's timing is better.
Well, and it's what people are crying out for, Jeff, right now. I mean, for all the chaos and the pain, the death, you know, that has been abounding as a result of COVID, you know, this pandemic is now entering its third year. You know, people are weary, they're frightened, and they're looking for men and women of faith instinctively. And they're saying, okay, what is the difference in you? Why is there peace in your life and not in mine? What is the difference, right?
Well, can I close with this? I think
yes, please. We got a minute left. I'm going to let you have it all. Go ahead.
Okay. Fear and peace are inversely related to how much we focus on and emphasize and value the here and now. The more you value the here and now instead of the eternal, the more fear you'll have. The more you focus on the eternal, the more peace you'll have. So don't fear your weaknesses. Don't fear your lack of understanding. Don't fear your lack of control. Trust God and focus on what he's already done and what he'll do in the future. And look at the big picture. Then we can live without fear.
Well, Jeff, appreciate the insight. How can people be in touch with you and get involved and answer your question, God's central lesson for you from this past year?
Well, they can email me at jeffkempteam.com, and that's my website, jeffkempteam.com.
Thank you, Jeff Kemp.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Sean Fredrickson joins us now. He is the event coordinator of Freedom Revival 2022. Sean, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so why Freedom Revival 2022? What's going on?
Well, we realized that there's a need to encourage Southern California, that a lot of people have been operating out of fear. There's a lot of unknowns that have been happening. And so we just want to speak a word of faith in the face of fear and help remind people that there's liberty in free people and there's liberty in Christ.
Exactly. So this is a return to God, right? Is this a call to return to God? Because what you've seen in Southern California is that people, and it's not like, you know, California, this has been around the world. I mean, if the truth be known, is people started seeing things according to their own eyes, thought that they could take care of it. And how well is that serving them now, especially here in America, where we're so bound up with fear and losing our more and more of our freedoms almost on a daily basis?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's very much a return to the basics and the fundamentals of who we are as humans. Mm-hmm. You know, we've really exchanged faith for science, and then science isn't even true science anymore. It's become this propaganda where you're not allowed to question these ideas. And that is the perfect sign of what propaganda is. And we need to go back to religious liberty and this freedom to be created in the image of a sovereign God, and then that liberty comes from Him. And we need to walk in that and assert that liberty.
Well, Sean, as men of faith, you and I can see this very clearly, but the majority of Americans who have a quasi-faith, they're the ones that are being tossed and turned that the Bible, you know, said explicitly would happen, that they would be affected by the rising tides and the shifting of winds and that sort of thing. And sadly, you know, this is where we are right now. And it's not to God's glory. It's not to man's glory. I mean, and you feel for, you know, human beings just like ourselves who are going through this journey called life, and we're living less than what God planned for us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Which is why we're attempting to speak courage back into people. Because when we're fearful, it's so easy to control us and lead us into to be good like customers and consumers. And we're made for so much more than just purchasing things and being defined by what we own. We have legacies to live. We have lives to live. Mm. And, you know, the best life is not meant to be lived long. It's meant to be lived well. Mm. And I think the founders of this nation comprehended that, which is why they took on the task of fighting the strongest nation on the planet, because they believed that liberty is something worth securing. And we're just trying to remind people that liberty is something that's worth standing up for. Like, we love liberty more than we love safety.
Right.
We love liberty more than we love our comfort. We love liberty more than we love our conveniences. And that's something that we have to assert and we have to live out.
And where does liberty come from?
Yeah, it comes from God, 100%. Yeah. It's the Creator gave us freedom. He gave us the ability to make choices.
So when we resist, so basically when we resist liberty or treat it with disdain, this is God's gift to us. What are we saying to God when we think so, you know, so irreverently or so casually about liberty when it's the basis and it is, you know, the core element of just about everything in the universe?
Yeah, you know, for me, it seems like those who believe that liberty is an issue are taking the characteristics from the deceiver. Mm-hmm. Where liberty is granted from God because God desires and he longs for the free people to choose what's moral, which is on their heart. And the deceiver tends to control and manipulate and to force. Like it's the worst of what we see in some of these medical scenarios where people are being manipulated into fear and then they turn into these consumed lifelong products. And that's deceptive. I mean, that is not from the Lord. That is not an objective of liberty. That is not what freedom is. And we, as God-fearing individuals, are duty-bound to liberate. Like, the Lord calls us to liberate people, to take care of the homeless, to take care of the widows. Like, the objective is to ensure freedom for other people and ourselves and the next generation. And we know that. Now we're obligated to assert that and live that out.
Exactly. Well, our country and the world is quite dysfunctional right now because we've turned our back on God. And God said very clearly that if we do, there are consequences, and we are ignoring the basics of these principles that God has presented to us and has taught us, and we decide, hey, we're going to go our own way. And it's much like, and I keep telling, you know, our audience time and again, Sean, here, that it's like defying gravity. You know, you can only do that for so long and so many times. I mean, after a while, you start breaking things, and it's not very comfortable. And so here we are. I mean, our institutions have all failed us. I mean, our man-made institutions have failed us. And I believe that at the core of it all is rank corruption. And that corruption is a breakdown of integrity that is not consistent with godly principles that violate, you know, freedom. Because when you follow the laws of God, freedom reigns. You got to have law, and law will give you order, and then that will give you love. You can't have one without the other. It's just like one follows the next to the next. This is why it starts with the Old Testament, for us to understand
the law, once we understood and appreciated that there was a speed limit out there, and when we obeyed it, we were all safe and everybody drew benefit from it, then we could get to the next level, and that is be able to enjoy more freedom, and then get to the higher level, which is love itself, which again, these are all gifts of God, but you cannot realize the ultimate love of God and the ultimate liberty if you're violating all these other foundational principles.
That's so well said. If the foundation is on the sand, then you've got a problem. Mm-hmm. And it seems that many of these churches or many of these bodies of believers have been building their foundation in a poor location. And I think that it's a time as this with such fear that's rampant, mm-hmm. and such a distortion of what facts are, to remind us who we are and what we're called to do.
Exactly.
For such a time as this. And we're kind of over this idea of responding aggressively. It's not working, where you have the polar belief systems and they're just fighting against each other like the Yankees and the Red Sox. And that's not a system that's going to work. We have to, in a divine system, it's about life and death. Mm-hmm. And we're going to speak life. We're going to produce life. We're going to encourage others to replicate that. And we're going to remind, like children. Remember, like, I have children. I've got three kids. I've got a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 1-year-old. And I go rock climbing with them. I love taking them outside on a cliff face, silent, and the sun's shining. And I love getting my kids roped in and about 30, 40 feet off the ground. And they start to taste fear. Mm. And in that moment that they're afraid, they start to forget who they are. Mm. And I tell my daughter, baby, just breathe, honey. It's okay. Just breathe. Because you know who you are. And I remind her. And I remind her. And then she climbs another 10 feet, gets a little scared, and she climbs another 10 more feet. But once she gets to the top, she realizes who she is. Mm. And she embraces that she was afraid temporarily, but she worked through the fear. And that's the focus of this event, is right. to say, I realize we were scared. We made poor choices as we were climbing the hill. Mm-hmm. We did things that we shouldn't have done. But now we know, let's assert our authority, and we're not going back to that fear. We're not going to submit to fear any longer. We're going to walk in faith and courage. And we're doing that by bringing pastors from around Southern California who've done that, so we can hear from them when they've encountered the state of California coming in their church, or when they went to the Supreme Court, or when they got arrested, and how they stood strong and boldly as an example for other Christians. And those that don't even have to be Christians, they show up out of curiosity, and they say, wow, what's this boldness? How do these people know who they are? Why are they not afraid? Why are they so courageous? That's what it means to be a Christian, in my opinion, is they smell like a kitchen, right?
Right.
You're in a kitchen and it's good food. You're drawn in by the aroma. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's what Christianity is an aroma of freedom. And people are drawn in to who we are.
Well, and as you say, the testimonies are profound and simple. You know, as simple as the blind man who didn't understand. He just knows that he was blind. Now he can see. I often say, I was, I am. You know, you go from what I was to where I am today as a result of God's salvation and what Jesus did on the cross. And so look at, I believe that 2022 could be the best year ever for all of us, Sean. But at the basis of it is that we have to return to God. And time and again, there are testimonies in the Bible, you know, thousands of years old of testimonies of how forgiving and long-suffering God is. He doesn't want to judge us. He doesn't want to annihilate us. He wants us to, you know, turn from our wicked ways, you know, confess our sins, come to Him with humility, and then watch and see what happens. Watch and see how God Himself, the Lord of Heaven's armies, will heal our land. Amen. Sean, we've got 10 seconds. Remind everybody where they can go for more information and when the event will take place.
FreedomRevival.org on January 8th, 2022, this Saturday. You're going to love it. It's at 1600 Pacific Highway, Waterfront Park, San Diego.
Sean Fredrickson, he is the event coordinator for Freedom Revival 2022. Thank you, Sean. Take care, buddy. God bless.
tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.